played in the NHL, co-host of the Leafs Morning Take, and check out the Leafs Morning Take YouTube channel. It is Jay Rosehill. Jay, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
No, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you tweet out, so these last few games are hard to get up for, and they don't technically mean anything. Totally fine with me. Better be damn sure they bring it Saturday. So for you, Jay, big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Leafs lost their last four games and gave up 22 goals in the process?
Yeah, well, it's not how you draw it up, right? It's not ideal. Is it the deal breaker? Not necessarily, and I think it's yet to be seen how big of a deal that is. But, you know, their attitudes towards it, from everything you can gather, is that they weren't trying to play their best hockey at the end. They weren't putting emphasis on it. They were, you know, tired of playing regular season games, and they can't even, you know, they didn't even take note of what the score was, or it wasn't a big deal to them. So that's fine if you show up in the playoffs and are ready to go. So yet to be seen if that's a big deal or not, in my opinion.
For, and by the way, this is going to be one of those things. I know, you know, a lot of gas bags like myself, maybe we'll do it. Leafs lose in five. Oh, they weren't ready for it. Leafs win in five. Ah, they were able to turn it. They were able to flip the switch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And if they get it done in the playoffs, obviously there'll be no finger pointing. But, you know, with a finish to the season like that, if it doesn't go their way, it's going to be easy to look back and say, well, what the heck were you doing before playoffs? It didn't seem like you were doing much to prepare and get ready. So I just, if anything, nothing else, I think they just left themselves open to criticism the way they wrapped up the regular season.
As for Austin Matthews, and I won't ask you to be an armchair psychiatrist on this, this is my thought, but you played in the NHL. I'm curious your take. My feeling is Matthews probably bummed him out last night. He didn't get to 70, but come this morning, I don't know, he won't think about it until this summer when he realizes he might never get that opportunity again, because almost no one scores 60 goals more than once, and getting close to 70 twice in a career is basically Haley's Comet.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how much a guy like that cares about that sort of thing. I mean, it's just a number. 69-70 is just a number that's kind of made up. But like you say, it's a number that you do keep track of and that not a lot of people have been able to achieve. So it is something. But, I mean, at the end of the day, of course he would have wanted to get it. But, you know, what does it really mean? What do you just get some more pats on the back and more people talking about you, which I don't think he has any shortage of in his life. So
yeah,
not the end of the world. Like you say, he wakes up this morning probably a little bit bummed, but I think he's got bigger things on his mind right now. At least he certainly should.
And it also just speaks to us as a sports fan how much we love round numbers. We talk about in baseball, oh, that's a 300 hitter. But if he hits career 299, it's like, 299 hitter, that guy's a bum. Like there's something just, it's in our DNA as sports fans that round numbers always seem to get our attention.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's kind of an arbitrary number that's just, the first one that starts with a seven, like, okay, great. But at the end of the day, you look back at his 69 goals, is it disappointing? Like if he got one more empty netter sometime in November and in
yeah,
70, is it that much of a different season or a better accomplishment? Not really, but like you said, he would have liked to, but I don't think it's the end of the world when you look at the full picture of his career and what he's going to do and what he's got in front of him. I just don't think he's going to be crying over it.
No, Jay, I agree. I find it funny. Leafs score four goals, and Ryan Reeves, Pontus Holmberg, and TJ Brody hasn't scored in 111 games. Those were three of the four goal scorers. All right, not meant to be. Looking ahead to Saturday, I think the hard part right now, if you're making the case for why the Leafs can beat Boston or why the Leafs could actually, for the first time, go on a deep playoff run, the hard part is you can't really base it on regular season excellence. It has to be more about individual talent or the cliche of, hey, it's hockey, anything can happen. But I don't know like how you view this regular season. I viewed it as a good year, but it's hard to give it much better than that.
Yeah, and we've learned from the past that you can put up, you know, 115-plus point seasons and it doesn't do anything for you in the playoffs. And biggest thing, you know, in my mind for this group is just to be mentally strong and mentally ready. I think that, you know, if you let it happen, you could let the pressure and the city and the media get to you. You could let the demons of the past with the Boston Bruins get to you. you could let every little distraction get to you. But at the end of the day, it's up to those guys in that locker room to come together, get on the same page, play the same way, and just get the job done. I mean, everyone's got their job, and if they all do it to the best of their ability in the playoffs, they can beat a lot of teams and they can go on a deep run. But, you know, in the past, they've turned that off, and they've been looking around for help and looking at others, and it's just kind of a mental barrier I think they've had to face in the playoffs, and they haven't done a great job getting over it. So, you know, it does feel like a little bit of a different group this year, and looks like they have a bit of a different identity, and I hope that they bring that to the playoffs, because like I said, they're capable, but it's got to come from within, and they got to be mentally tough to get through it.
The co-host of the Leafs Morning Take, and again, the YouTube channel as well, we are joined by Jay Rosehill. Jay, you can pick one thing. If you are looking at this series, what is the number one thing you identify that if the Maple Leafs do blank, then they will have an excellent, excellent chance of beating the Bruins?
Well, I think everyone automatically thinks about goaltending and their defensive play, and that's kind of been something they've focused on. But if you look traditionally in the playoffs, they've had trouble scoring goals. So if you want to break that trend and bucket, I think that you need your big boys, your Austin Matthews, Mitch Marners, and Willie Nylanders, you need them to be at their best. You need them to score the big goal. You need them to score the first goal. You need them to score the overtime goal. You need them to do their job at the highest of their ability, because they are the big boys. You've built your team around them, and you've paid them their money, and they've got their contract. So it's time to, you know, prove that that was a worthwhile decision. And you're the leaders of the team. You're the best players on the team. You got to act like it in the playoffs.
And it feels that they have no choice but to do it that way. They have the talent. That's where more of the resources have been spent. I think the thing that concerns people is that we don't often see a team offensing their way through a couple rounds.
No, and I think they've tried to shore that up with some additions on the back end, with some secondary scoring, with a little bit deeper forward lineup, and it's brought them success. And I think that's the reason that a lot of people think this team looks a little bit different, and they've plugged some holes that they've had in the past. And you know, if they can supplement, you know, the big boys with some good secondary, you know, scoring and ability out there, and some performances beside those big boys, then, you know, it's going to take a whole team. It always does. But if they can, you know, everyone chip in and do their job, and, you know, the big boys carry the weight, and the weight they can't carry is picked up, and the slack's picked up by the other players that they've acquired over the offseason and the trade deadline, then, you know, there's certainly a chance for them to show up and be as good a team as they've shown in the past.
I'm curious, before I let you go, I don't know how often you check the engagement you get from your viewers, from your listeners, what the overall mood is. And I'm sure by Saturday, it's going to change. And there's a lot of people saying, I don't care, I'm not going to watch, or I'm just not as excited about this year versus other years. Most of those people are liars. When the puck drops, everyone's will be invested. But I'm curious, just on Leafs Morning Take, if there have been a general overall mood that you've sensed, either one way or the other.
Well, I think excitement and, you know, optimism has been more prevalent this year than it has in the past. But, you know, you look at the last 2 weeks and the way they limped into the playoffs and, you know, finished the regular season was not the way you draw it up on the whiteboard. And I think people are a little bit discouraged by that, to get off on the wrong foot almost, and to, you know, not really have any positive vibes going into the playoffs. People seem a little bit perturbed by that and maybe rolling their eyes and shaking their head a little bit. But like we said to start this out, it's yet to be seen if that's going to hold them back or not, because it's in their hands on Saturday night. So I hope they'll be ready. I'm optimistic. I'm thinking they're going to do something a little different this year.
All right, and that's where we'll end it. But I do it the sneaky way. Jay, I'm not asking you for a prediction. What are your expectations about what the next week and a half will be like with the hockey team?
I expect them to play like a more of a playoff team than they have in the past. That is my expectation.
Good answer. Jay, people want to see you. They want to hear you. Where do they go?
Yeah, he Leafs, what is it, Leafs Nation 401 on YouTube. We got our whole channel there, and we got, you know, an after-hours show now, and we're live every day at 11 a.m. every weekday, Leafs Morning Take. We do about an hour show, and me and Nick Alberga break into it.
Yep.
Every weekday, so come give us a listen.
Nice. Hey, Jay, really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, and I hope your optimism is correct, because As I always say, when things are bad, our jobs are easier. But when things are good, our jobs are more joyful. I will take joy over easy.
I would agree. Here we go. Let's start off this weekend on the right foot.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much, Jay.
Take care.
That is Jay Rosehill, former Leaf, played the Flyers, and now the Leafs morning take.